So, from which school these children have come? Achha, very nice. We welcome all of you. In our traditional style, by loudly chanting, Hare Bo! Hare Bo! Hare Bo! Wonderful. All of you also can chant Hare Bo! Hare Bo! Hare Bo! Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Thank you. Nice. So we'll begin our Bhagavatam class. Somebody can give them prasad, Gokulan Prabhu. Somebody can arrange prasad for them. So we'll begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 68. Yatahi yoyam nrupadeva dustaja. Apad gana uttaratatmana prabho. Yat pada pankhe ruhad sevaya bhavan. Aha rashenri richita dikcha gacha krattun. Yat aha rashid. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O King Yudhishthir, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of you Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who were like elephants, and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice. By His grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. Purport. Placing himself as an ordinary householder, Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired from Narad Muni how a Gruha Mudadhi, a person who is entangled in household life and who thus continues to remain a fool, can be delivered. Narad Muni encouraged Maharaj Yudhishthir by saying, you are already on the safe side because you, along with your entire family, have become a pure devotee of Krishna. By Krishna's grace, the Pandavas conquered in the battle of Kurukshetra and were saved from the many dangers posed not only by kings but sometimes even by the demigods. Thus they are a practical example of how to live life, how to live in security and safety by the grace of Krishna. Everyone should follow the example of Pandavas, who showed how to be saved by the grace of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is intended to teach how everyone can live peacefully in this mortal world and at the end of life return home back to Godhead. In the mortal world there are always dangers at every step. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Nonetheless, if one takes shelter of Krishna without hesitation and keeps under the shelter of Krishna, he can easily cross the ocean of nisayas. Samashrita ye padapallava plavam mahat padam punya yesho marari. To the devotee, this great ocean of nisayas becomes like a puddle of water in the hoof print of a cow. A pure devotee, without embarrassing himself, but trying for elevation in so many ways, stays in the safest position as a servant of Krishna, and thus his life is eternally safe without a doubt. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, Srila Narad Muni is encouraging Maharaj Yudhishthir with these words, and he's saying that because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of you Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who were like elephants, and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice. By his grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. Narad Muni, as we know, is a transcendental spaceman. He can travel interplanetary. And he is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And his words he speaks, whatever he speaks, is on the transcendental platform, spiritual platform. It is not something material. He is not interested in what is going on in this material world. Although it may appear that he is talking with Maharaj Yudhishthir, who was a great king and who was involved into so many activities in this material world. And throughout the life, they had seen so many dangers. Since childhood, it was life-threatening experiences they had undergone. Right from childhood, Duryodhana was conspiring to kill all of these 5 Pandavas just to use up the kingdom, because Dhritarashtra wanted that his sons to become the kings. And because of that, Maharaj Yudhishthir, he had suffered so much. And being son of Dharma, he was called as Dharmaraj. He had to uphold the principles of religion. And there had been so many situations he was tested. He was in the midst of right and wrong, what is to be done and what is not to be done. And through all these different types of tests, he remembered the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And at this time now, Srila Narad Muni and Maharaj Yudhishthir, they are sitting and discussing. And Maharaj Yudhishthir also is inquiring from Srila Narad Muni. He is posing himself as a Gruha Mudadi, a person who is entangled in household life. And who continues to remain a fool. So he's keeping himself in that position. And he's humbly inquiring Srila Narad Muni, who is visiting his house. And in this way he's setting an example that how to treat saintly persons. And he's inquiring so many things, and Srila Narada Muni is also answering everything. And he's explaining, Srila Narada Muni is explaining various duties of brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, all people in different social and spiritual orders. And when Maharaj Yudhishthir was king, he had to be entangled into so many activities, material activities. And this material world itself is so complicated that there is no end to material activities. One may get entangled so much and one may forget the ultimate goal of life. The human form of life is meant for that, to know what is the ultimate goal of life, to remember Krishna. But someone is entangled into material life, doing so many activities or even pious activities, one may forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here, Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was inquiring very humbly from Srila Narada Muni. And this time, means it appears that the battlefield of Kurukshetra was over, and Maharaj Yudhishthir had almost completed his duties. And he was going to inherit King Parikshit, his grandson. So still one may inquire, one may ask that why it is necessary now that he is inquiring about so many duties. And Narada Muni also is explaining very systematically. He's going very systematically, explaining all these duties, and then gradually he's reaching his soul. By his encouraging words. Because he had seen that Maharaj Parikshit and Maharaj Yudhishthir, he had suffered so much. And so many insults, so many trials, tribulations in his life they had undergone. And when somebody faces such difficulties in the life, usually the mind becomes quite weak. And it becomes so difficult to remember the Lord. So many traumatic experiences. And even like Maharaj Yudhishthir was performing Rajasuya Yajna, and he was going to establish Lord Krishna as the Supreme Person. He invited so many kings from different places, Vyasadev, so many rishis came, Brahmaji, Shivji, so many demigods came for that Rajasuya sacrifice. And when he was about to worship Lord Krishna, he was going to offer Agra Puja to Lord Krishna. That time, that was the final day of sacrifice. Everything was done properly. And then suddenly Shishupal, he became disturbed. And he started blaspheming Lord Krishna. And at that time, we can imagine Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was trying to satisfy all the kings and see that everything goes on well. At such auspicious time, this kind of disturbance was created. And he was thinking that maybe this yajna or the sacrifice, Rajasya sacrifice, may get spoiled because he is not pleased. So we can imagine the anxieties Maharaj Yudhishthir was undergoing. But of course, again Lord Krishna had to intervene. And we know that how he killed Shishupal. And he liberated him, in fact. Shishupal got liberation. So he was remembering all these things, and then afterwards the battlefield of Kurukshetra. During the battlefield of Kurukshetra also, we can see that Lord Krishna asked him to speak a lie. One who had not spoken lie throughout his life had to speak a lie in front of everyone. And because of that, people in the future also, they were going to criticize him that he spoke a lie. Such a difficult situation for him. But still, to please Lord Krishna, he spoke a lie. Which is one of the controversies in Mahabharata. Our devotees, they discuss different controversies. But what was the mood of Maharaj Yudhishthir? And he was following the instruction of Lord Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He sets his best. If he has asked Maharaj Yudhishthir to speak a lie, then that is the ultimate truth. And when he spoke that, he spoke, Ashwatthama is dead. But then he spoke, Narova Kunsharova. He hesitated a little bit. So therefore, his chariot, which was always running 2 inches high from the ground, it came down. And people think that it is because he spoke a lie, that's why he lost his pious activities and his chariot came to the ground. But the expert acharyas, they explain that it is because he hesitated in the beginning to follow the instruction of Lord Krishna. Still, Maharaj Yudhishthir accepted that. And later on also, during the battlefield of Kurukshetra also, they were fighting for 18 days. All the Pandavas, they were fighting. And after the battle was over, when their sons were killed by Ashwatthama, still it was such a difficult situation for them. But still they had to tolerate all these things. And during all these circumstances, they were remembering the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And after that also, Maharaj Yudhishthir performed Ashwamedha Yajna. Again he worshipped Lord Krishna. And what Lord Krishna in return is telling Maharaj Yudhishthir? He is telling Maharaj Yudhishthir, Yasyaham anugrinnami harishyetad dhanam shane. Maharaj Yudhishthir surrender everything to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna is saying that, Yasyaham anugrinnami harishyetad dhanam shane. Whenever I show my special mercy, then I take away everything from you. So one can imagine that how one can remain so devoted to Lord Krishna. And Krishna had taken everything away from there. But still, in all these circumstances, they were remembering the Lord. And that's why Krishna was always with them. Krishna had himself given to them. So, and Maharaj Yudhishthira also had, we read in scriptures that he, so many wonderful verses he has spoken. When Vidura came to his house after the battle, then he told that Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayamvid Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadabhruta. How he welcomed his brother Vidura. Such wonderful words. Then another time, when he was asked by Yaksha, what is the most surprising thing in this material world? Different questions asked by Yaksha. That time he told that Ani Ani Bhutani Gachanti Yamalayam. That is the greatest wonder in this material world. That everyone is dying. Everyone is going to the house of Yamalaya. But still one thing is that I'll be spared. I may not die. This is the greatest wonder. And then another place he is saying that Mahabharata Tarko apratishta shrutayu vibhinno Nasav munirasya matam labhinna Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaye Mahajanayena gathasapanta. So many wonderful moral instructions, philosophical instructions he has given, which we can follow today also. And he had, of course, all the Pandavas, they had taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And therefore, they were able to surpass this material world. This material world is compared as a big ocean, Bhavasagar. And if somebody has fallen into this material ocean, it is so difficult to come out of it. And there are verses in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshashtakam also he says that Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamma Vishme Bhavambudha. So this material world is compared as a big ocean. And somebody falls into this ocean, then it is so difficult to come out of it. Even somebody may be expert swimmer, but if he has fallen into an ocean, then it is very difficult to swim. And in the ocean, there could be many dangerous aquatics which are ready to devour that person. And the waves, they may toss that person up and down. So what is the hope for that person? And even there may be some weeds here, there. One cannot take help of those small straws or weeds. And one cannot swim across. So, giving purport to this verse of Shikshashtakam, Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his Sanmodan Bhashya, he explains that what are the aquatics in this ocean? These are the anarthas within us. Lust, anger, greed, envy. These are the anarthas which are like crocodiles or sharks, which are ready to devour a person, the living entity. Then the tossing waves, the waves toss the person up and down. These are the greatest anxieties and worries in this mortal world. And to add this, lashing, gales, there is a bad association. If somebody falls into the company of bad association, then this life becomes more miserable. And what are the weeds? One, there may be weeds, some weeds may be straws, may be there in the ocean. These weeds are compared to the good activities or the dharma, artha, austerity, charity, or somebody may try to perform such activities thinking that that will help me. But these are like small straws. That may not save a person. If somebody catches hold of these small straws, that cannot save a person. So in this way, the person who falls into this mortal world, it is such a difficult situation for him. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that mood, he is praying, Ai Nanda Tanuja King Karam. That he is praying to the Supreme Lord, who is Nanda Tanuja, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And he is expressing his precarious condition. And he is requesting the Lord that Krupaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stita Dholi Sadrisham Vichintai. That please place me at your lotus feet as one of the dust particles. And make me servant, kinkara. This, the meaning of this word, our acharyas explain that kinkara. Kim means what? And kara means who is ready to do. A person who is asking, what can I do? He is a kinkara. He is ready. He is always ready and inquiring. What can I do? Kinkara. So that person, that is a mood of a servant. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying in that way, in the mood of a devotee. He is praying that, please make me one of your servants and place me at your lotus feet. Because Krishna's lotus feet, there is no danger. There is no fear. Abhaya Charana Ravindare. Many acharyas, devotees, they have glorified the lotus feet of the Lord. Because that is the only shelter. And by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, one can cross over this mortal world, which is very, very dangerous. And here also, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Samashita ye pada pallava plavam. Mahat padam punya yasho marare. Bhavam udi vatsa padam param padam. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. This verse explains that those who are great souls, they have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Pada pallava plavam. They have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, which is like a boat. And if someone has taken shelter of such boat, then one can cross over this mortal ocean and reach to Parampadam. Parampadam is Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. And not this mortal world where there is danger at every step. Padam padam yad vipadam na teshnam. This mortal world, there is danger at every step. And living in city like Bombay, there is no doubt that we can see the blatant miseries every day, something happening. Even somebody may be traveling in train or something. There's so much fear. Something will happen. Somebody may put some bomb or explosive, and what will happen? We may not reach home also. I was talking with one person during book distribution, and telling him to come to temple. But he was telling that, now I'm going home, I'm not sure whether I will reach home or not. We are staying somewhere far. So there is so much fear in this mortal world. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Every step there is danger. But here it is explained that those who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, for them, what happens? This mortal world, which is like Bhavambudhi, it is a great ocean. That ocean becomes Vatsapadam. That Vatsapadam, that is the hoofprint of a car. You can imagine what is a hoofprint of a car. Small hoofprint, such a small size. And if there is a water in that hoofprint, is it difficult to cross over that water? It is not at all difficult. One can easily jump over. So, it is explained that those who take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then the whole material ocean becomes like the puddle, which is like the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. And one can very easily cross it. So in this way, it is explained that great souls, they take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and they cross over. And what is the meaning of Pallava? Srila Sridhar Swami explains that Pallava means the birds, small birds. They are like pinkish in color. So therefore Krishna's feet are compared to Pallava path. They are like pinkish in hue. One takes shelter of such lotus feet, then one can very easily cross. And Sanatan Goswami explains that the lotus feet of Lord are like desired trees, wish-fulfilling desired trees. If someone is sitting under a tree, wish-fulfilling desired tree, then all of his desires will be fulfilled. So one who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then there should not be any material anxieties. One doesn't have to worry about what will happen to me. Krishna protects his devotees, and that is his promise. And Krishna never fails in his promise. It may appear that I have taken shelter of the Lord and I have to suffer so much. But Krishna has promised that anyone who has taken shelter of me, he'll be protected. Protected from the greatest dangers in this mortal world. And ultimately, Krishna will make sure that he will come back home, back to God. Because Krishna also wants us to go back home, back to Vadi. It is not that by our own endeavors we can go back home. But when Krishna shows His special mercy, then only we can go back home, back to God. And therefore it may appear that so many miseries or disturbances are coming. And especially for devotees, these miseries seem to increase more and more. If the miseries are there, that means Krishna has taken special note of our devotional service. If everything is going on smoothly, that means we are not intensely praying the Lord. We should remember that. Otherwise, we want everything to be smooth, spiritual life smooth, everything is going on nicely, no disturbances. So life will go on like that, but again next life will have to come back. But if you want to, somebody wants to go back home, back to Vadi within one lifetime, then one has to be really very serious. One should pray to the Lord that please purify me, please remove all my anarthas. Then only Krishna will take us seriously. If we are serious, then Krishna will take us seriously. If we are not serious, then Krishna will also think that, oh, let it be. Let it going on. So, even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that Machitta Sarva Durgani Mat Prasadat Tarishati Atha Chaitam Nahankaram Na Shoshasi Vinangshasi. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has explained that you can cross over this so many difficult situations by remembering me. Machitta Sarva Durgani, all these different obstacles. Mat Prasadat Tarishasi, and by my grace you will cross over. Atha Chaitvam Na Ahankar. But if out of false ego, if you do not listen to me, then what will happen? Na Shoshasi Vinangshasi. Otherwise you will get destroyed in this matter. So therefore it is very important to hear Krishna's words and to follow them. Krishna has already given so many instructions, and if someone follows them very carefully, then his life will be perfect. And to make that possible, Srila Prabhupada explains that our Krishna consciousness movement is intended to teach how everyone can live peacefully in this material world and the end of life return home back to God. Srila Prabhupada is making clear what is the purpose of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That one should learn how to live peacefully in this material world by taking shelter of Lord Krishna. And at the end of life, return back home, back to God. So that is the ultimate purpose of this movement. And that is the safest position, or that is the highest security in this material world. So here also in the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada explains that Pandavas are the perfect example of how to live in security and safety by the grace of Krishna. Although there were so many difficult situations, but still Pandavas did not fail to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And therefore they were saved from so many difficult situations. And similarly, the devotees in Krishna consciousness movement, they also should learn how to take shelter. Then at the end of the life, they will return back to God. Otherwise, there is danger at every step. And in Kali Yuga, especially in this Kali Yuga, how to take shelter of the Supreme Lord? And for that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made the process very simple. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can cross over this mortal world. In that purport, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the boat of the holy name, that is a very strong boat of the holy name. And if someone takes shelter of that strong boat, then one can cross it. This chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur compares as a strong boat. And one should take shelter. Then one can very easily cross. And therefore, we can see that how when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, how he was distributing the holy name to everyone without discrimination. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, that time, just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people were achieving love of Godhead. They were chanting, dancing, perfecting their lives. And then, whoever saw such devotees, they were also getting love of Godhead. Just by seeing the ecstatic devotee, they were also getting love of Godhead and perfecting their lives. Then another way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy by empowering his devotee. He would empower some devotees, and those devotees would perform such activities as if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing, is giving his mercy. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that these are the three ways Lord Chaitanya gave the mercy: Sakshat, Avesh, and Avirbhav. Sakshat means when directly seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people would start chanting and dancing and perfecting their lives. And Avesh means he would empower some devotee, like Nakula Brahmachari. There was once Shivananda Sen, he had this doubt in his mind that how Lord Chaitanya is manifesting his mercy through the heart of Nakula Brahmachari. So he had some doubt. And he wanted to confirm whether everyone is saying it's true or not. So that time, he went to the place where Nakul Brahmachari was staying, and when he approached, in fact he could not reach Nakul Brahmachari, because when he was sitting, hundreds and thousands of devotees were surrounding him. And he came, Shivananda Sen came there, and he was waiting somewhere very far. And Nakula Brahmachari could understand that Shivananda Sen has come. And he has this doubt in his mind. And Shivananda Sen also had decided in his mind that if he can identify what is there in my mind, then I will understand that yes, Nakul Brahmachari has received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he reached there, he was waiting there outside. Nakul Brahmachari could understand his heart. and he sent some of his associates to bring Shivananda Sen close to him. And these devotees, they went searching, started calling, "Shivananda Sen, Shivananda Sen, please come, Nakul Brahmachari wants to see you." So they were finding the path and calling him, and Shivananda Sen heard that sound, that yes, Nakul Brahmachari is calling me. So he was astonished. He went to see Nakul Brahmachari. And when he went there, then he told him that, what mantra you are chanting? Gaur Gopal mantra. He revealed to him that mantra. And when Shivananda Sen, he saw that, he heard that, then it was confirmed that Nakul Brahmachari had received the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, he could see that one form of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. There are some more pastimes, like how he realized the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Sakshat and Avirbhav. When Sakshat, when he was on the way to Jagannath Puri, that time he was taking a lot of devotees along with him, and see that they don't have to worry about paying the taxes and everything in between, so that they safely reach Jagannath Puri and attend Rath Yatra festival. So that time one street dog happened to join their party. He started following very faithfully. And somehow or other, it is said that Shivananda Sen got attached to that small dog. And he made arrangement for that small dog. He saw that this dog is so faithfully following all these devotees. I am responsible for his welfare. And he made special arrangement for the dog. He appointed special cooks so that they make proper dog food, food for the dog, cook properly and give on time everything. And at one place, he had to pay extra taxes because the boatman was not allowing that dog to come on the boat. And he paid almost like 10 times so that the dog can come to Rath Yatra festival. He has taken so much utmost care that the dog is properly taken care of. And at one place, he had to wait to pay some taxes. And those devotees who were appointed to take care of the dog, they forgot to feed the dog. And they lost the dog. When Shivananda Sen came, he was searching for the dog. Can you imagine? Sudden in Yatra, this thing happens. Yatra management devotees, even some one devotee gets strayed away, there will be so much chaos. What to speak of a dog? But this, Shivananda Sen's consciousness was different. He was seeing super soul in the heart of all living beings. And especially he was attached to this dog, and he sent devotees in different directions to search for the dog. And in fact, he fasted. He didn't eat. and somehow or other they had to go ahead. And when they reached Jagannath Puri, they saw that same dog. He was eating Mahaprasad of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haribo! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. And Shivananda Sen, he was so much repentant. He went and offered Dandavat Pranam to that small puppy dog, begging for the forgiveness to the small claws of that dog. And he saw that this dog has got special mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is eating the Mahaprasad, the remnants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next day, they didn't see the dog. The dog vanished. And it was told that the dog went back home back to Godhead, because he directly got the Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went back home back to Godhead. So Shivananda Sen had seen such wonderful mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another way was Avirbha. Of course, this pastime is quite big, so I will not narrate some other time. But we can see that in this form, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name, which is the Yuga Dharma for this age. Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Eva Kevalam. Kalor Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. Because in this age of Kali, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Because this Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. Kale Dosha Nide Rajan. Asti Eka Mahan Guna. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parampachet. Even Shukadeva Goswami explained that this Kali Yuga itself is like an ocean of faults. To cross this ocean is so difficult. But there is one good quality in this Kali Yuga, and that is Krishna Kirtan. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parampachet. If someone takes to this process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then one's life will become perfect. And in the next verse, we'll see that how Srila Narad Muni continues to encourage Maharaj Yudhishthir, and he narrates his own story, how he was, who he was in his past life, and how he received the mercy of Lord Krishna. This was another method of inspiring Maharaj Yudhishthir, so that his attachment towards Lord Krishna becomes more stronger. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.